anyways, we went to open mic night at a local coffee house called Jam and Java. They play, it's a really great place, check it out. And,
yeah,
anyways.
If you're ever in Maryland or Florida.
Okay, anyways. Okay, open mic night. So there were a bunch of mediocre people, some pretty good people, but the funniest, by far, the one that I wanted to tell you about, this woman who, she got up there, and I'm like, this is just right for me. She was, like, middle-aged. She had,
your type of music.
She was acoustic. And, you know, she was really, she got up there, she, you know, strumming a little. She was finger-picking. Sounded really good. She's a good finger-picker. Good at that picking. So anyways,
I love how he tries to explain to me
anyways.
All these like guitar terms which will make me appreciate better. She's
anyways,
good at picking.
She gets
that's
up there,
right, she's
and
a
she's
picker.
She's just like just like the kind of music I like. She kind of made me think of Christine Lagarde.
Basically folk.
Folk, but like
not folk.
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 Fine, whatever. Regardless, she gets up there and she just blows it. She blew it. I mean, she was good. She's good at playing guitar. Good voice. She needs to work on the lyrics.
Why?
And stage presence. First song. Can I have some audience participation?
Oh,
she
God,
was so
no.
Obviously like a first grade
no,
teacher.
No, no, no.
You do not. Okay.
No.
Audience participation. You could be like,
yeah, woo.
You can ask for that. Or like maybe
audience
la,
participation,
la, 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 but not on the first song.
I know.
Of a two song set.
Two songs.
That's it. Like each band. Gets
can I have some clapping and singing along?
No, and it wasn't just that. It was this complicated chorus. It was like, the wind blows cold on my neck, and it had some funny voicing to it. The wind blows cold on my neck as I bundle up for the cold. Something like that. I don't know, regardless. It was a song about fall, and she was cute and all. Like, you know, she'd be good at singing to a bunch of, like, four-year-olds. And she has a good voice. But then the next song, and then she talks for 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
On a two-song set. You're not allowed to do that.
God.
She gets in there, and she's like, and so basically the gist of it was, so I was thinking the other day, it's almost New Year's, I was thinking the other day, I was in the grocery store, saw Black Eyed Peas. Anyone here know about, and this is not part of my problem, so don't start complaining again. Does anyone know about the old Southern tradition of Black Eyed Peas on New Year's for good luck? And a couple people, sure. And so she's like, okay, well, wait, where was I going with this? Okay, so she's like, well, I was thinking about that, and then I'm like, you know what, I bet God wants us to just put trust in the Bible. And not have
it.
And then I, you know, I got to thinking, I'm like, you know, I bet God would prefer that we look to Jesus instead of, you know,
all the other false gods.
Just a sec, I'm getting there. Wait, the best part is yet to come.
Okay, I'll wait.
The best is yet to come. Anyways. She's like, instead of, you know, things like Lucky Rabbit's Feet and Shamrocks and all that jazz. And so basically it's like, so I was thinking about that and I wrote this song. One line of the chorus, the main line that we actually wrote down, because my aunt was like, this is gold. It was so funny. So, it was, I don't need no Black Eyed Peas, hand me over that Bible, please. It was
so funny. That's good.
And then, okay, and then she was, and in her patter beforehand, I forgot to say, she was talking about how it's almost Halloween, and how you dress up as ghouls and goblins, and, you know, zombies rising from the grave, and she's like, you know who did rise from the grave?
Jesus is a ghost!
She's
a ghoul!
She's like, so one of the lines from the song is about Jesus rising from the grave. It's so funny!
See.
But it was so sad because she had a great voice and she was really good at playing guitar. Like, she had potential.
Just because she can fingerprint doesn't mean she's good
at
guitar.
I mean, she was playing, she was good at playing. I'm not just saying she was good.
You're
even my aunt agrees, and she's listened to probably more music than you have.
But does she play guitar?
No, but she's...
So I think that kind of counts more in my favor.
She's like, reeling off these lists of bands, and I'm like, oh, I don't know them all.
Yeah,
she listens
if you
to so
were
much music,
to listen
awesome.
To me, I would be able to educate you.
Anyways.
You would have intelligent conversation with at least one band.
Yeah,
okay.
I was able to talk about Coldplay, because you'd give me that stuff. She's like, yeah, I haven't really seen a concert. I
okay,
stuff.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I've heard a couple songs.
Good. Oh. That's good. Actually, while you're talking about it, I remember. When I was performing at Stanford, I realized that public speaking for so many years has actually made me, has actually given me a good command of stage presence.
And loudness.
Loudness. I'm going to read you...
Okay, go ahead, and then go to our site.
Okay, I'm going to read you... I wrote these lyrics because I was bored since I just joined a band, and I have my practice tomorrow. My, like, first real band
practice.
You
started a band, or you...
I was invited to join a band.
Careful with your wording, man.
I was just started.
Don't be taking credit.
So I wrote this song because I'm supposed to be the main inspiration or whatever. And this has no emotional depth, mind you. This is all just... I was using it as an intellectual exercise.
Okay, make it a duo.
So this... What? No, we're not singing.
We're harmonizing.
I'm just reading.
Okay, I'm harmonizing.
Okay, so it goes... Little Stanley woke up in the morning. He heard his mama crying. And he was scared a little at this morning. And he was afraid she was dying. He went to see what was
then
up.
You got to,
and when he found out what was, his whole world turned upside down. And he was upset. Okay, wait. Before,
because
one second. Before I continue, this is a song about a kid whose dad's
on piano.
Will you wait?
Okay, sorry.
Why are you so packed? Anyway, whose dad has left him, and instead of it being like the difficulty of being a single child with like fatherless child or being a single parent, this is about the kid hunting his dad in revenge.
Okay.
So chorus. Because you were in sleepy land, Nickel Stanley. You didn't know what was going on. Because you were in sleepy land, Nickel Stanley. Your daddy has gone. After a while, the hurt grows less and the rage grows more. You realize that what you want is to see blood and gore. You pick up your kitchen knife and head out without a word. You see your dad as the chosen one to sacrifice from the herd. You pursue him to the ends of the earth. You never stop to sleep. You find him cowering under the hearth. As you stick the blade in real deep. Because you were in sleepy land, Nickel Stanley, you didn't know what was going on.
That doesn't really make sense.
Because you were in sleepy land, Nickel Stanley, your daddy has gone. But now all debts have been paid, Nickel Stanley, revenge has been achieved. But now all you are, Nickel Stanley, is a murderer and a thief.
Where's Nickel from?
Okay, Nickel is basically like the way some
like
people...
A small pickle.
No, when you talk... When you have like really the small children, when sometimes
like
when they try to say...
So it's a mix between
sometimes when they try to say little, they say Nickel.
Ah.
That's why I put it in there, because it's supposed to be like
but
four.
But when you call someone Ickle, you can call it little, like
you
in
can.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
Ickle.
You can.
They say Ickle.
That has no bearing on this.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
Ickle.
Anyway, yeah, so first band practice tomorrow. I'm also going for my election pole training thing tomorrow as well.
What?
You know?
Pole? You're going to be a pole dancer?
Yeah, that's
the,
right.
The Hindu pole dancer?
I'm
going to
be
the wants
Hindu
to see
pole
that.
Dancer. You're going to be one of my first customers, aren't you?
Right.
You're going to wear a big hood.
I'm going to pay you to stay away. Keep those skills out of my house.
Oh, I was going to go to homecoming, but I was talking about my essay to my English teacher, so I didn't manage to buy a ticket because I decided last night I'd go, and so I can't go now.
It's tomorrow.
I know, but they don't sell tickets at the door. What?
I'm not going.
I know you're not going. You never go. You're like...
I think we're going
I don't like
to
associate
that's
with people. Okay, good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, can I talk? Or do you have something else?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I had other stuff earlier and I forgot them all. So, have you been to the website recently?
I was just at the website.
Go there again.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Google thing?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Not Google.
Yeah, you are.
Not Google.
It is Google.
No, it's not. It's like Froggle.
That's a part of Google.
Fine.
Frop Brit. Beta.
Yeah, it's just like it. Okay.
I don't know what Frapper is.
Frapper is this thing that I found out from Don and Drew about. And anyone who listens can go to this, it's linked from our main page, you put in where you live, and we know where our listeners are. It's awesome.
So far we've only got two listeners?
No, just me and Amir. Because I told him about it on IM.
That's
came
good. Let's see his picture. It's just a car. Well,
yeah,
that's kind of
I believe that's
boring.
The Lotus.
That's the... No one
not
cares.
Lotus. Not Lotus. I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's yellow. It's yellow on Top Gear. Can't tell you what car it is. It's yellow and this blonde drives it.
Yellow and this blonde. Is she hot?
Yeah. Good. I don't know who she was. She was someone famous.
Pamela Anderson?
No. British. Well... Probably wasn't all British. She wasn't that old.
Oh, I see.
She's like she had dumb over that maybe. You know the British with their bad teeth. Okay, next thing. Did you have something? I have another thing.
No, go ahead.
Arrogant Worms. They're mentioned in the audio commentary on a Paul and Storm CD. So I tell Crossword Puzzle Girl, and she's like, "Oh man, I love them. They're great."
Well, actually, Crossword Puzzle goes.
Anyway. Oh. So, we've been talking for about 2 minutes,
It was my song. So I cut my hair, and all my power is gone, and we decided to make a blues song out of it. So, if you can make up better lyrics, or let me try and make
up
lyrics.
You make up,
cut my hair! And it hurts so bad! I cut my hair! And it hurts so very bad.
Come on. You know I'm the one who
I can't
say.
And now I feel
so unreal.
Very, very sad.
Yeah, how far? Where are you? How far is the game? Hello? Hello? I assume this is the end of the third. Does that mean I have to get going soon?
Yeah.
I have to get going soon.
Anyway, so we'll record it and we'll post it on our site, and it'll be good as well, because we'll have a video of the dude doing his dance and his air guitar. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Oh, another movie. Another movie is called Crossroads.
And wait, isn't that with Britney Spears?
No. There have been, like, millions of movies called Crossroads. Okay. This came out in 1986. when she was still a virgin. Anyway.
I'm not sure about that one.
Anyway.
He's a virgin. Two different things.
So anyway. So it's a good movie. Basically about this genius classical guitar player, Prodigy, who meets...
Watch anything other than...
Yeah. I watch movies. Hey, I introduced you to Van Wilder.
That was a good
Animal
movie.
House. Scary Movie 3.
Because I bought it with your money and encoded it. So it took like a minute.
So we're recording on my computer right now because the Jews...
His battery sucks.
Because
charge it up.
Because he's an idiot.
Ontario.
Sucks.
Oh! Sucks. I love that.
Sucks.
Okay, guys, check out the Arrogant Worms.
Yeah, we'll post some links on our site.
ArrogantWorms.com.
We'll have.
I have no idea if that's actually them, but probably the website.
The Welcome to India thing posted up as well.
Nazi.org, hilarious website. Is this we did third parties? Did you do this worksheet?
And yeah.
Third party I chose was the
Nazi party,
the green Nazi party. It's basically a green Nazi flag, with, you know, swastika and everything. Such funny, hilarious platform. Hilarious. I mean, it's awful, but it's hilarious. Okay. The first thing on the platform is non-Germanic, people of non-Germanic descent are moved into specified regions. They're not allowed in the cities. They're moved to designated non-Germanic areas for their specific race. Then, after that, this is where the friendly green side of this Nazi party comes in. There are tax incentives for people who live environmentally friendly lives. So I guess that's like, instead of using electricity, burn Jews. I mean, that was a little... That was pretty bad. I mean, it works.
As an alternative to your electric... your thing just went red.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you playing with that?
So, yeah. Really funny platform. What was the other one? This is one... My dad didn't think it was funny, but I thought it was hilarious. Make legal writing easier to understand. That was, like, one of their platform issues. It's like, we don't understand it. And so basically the way I take that is, like, they don't want to hire any Jewish lawyers to explain to them things. But it's so funny. So funny. But they, like, they think they're so righteous. They're, like abolish all anti-discrimination laws. That's one of their other big ones. Very funny. Oh, and anyone, browsing on school computers, hidemyass.com. It's in proxy server. It hides where you're looking, so it just you can basically get out of the network.
Cool.
And check your email, whatever.
I can still check my email. I haven't blocked Gmail yet.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you retarded?
I don't know, but I can get on
Gmail. That's really lame.
I've been able to since I checked today as well. I'm still able to get on Gmail. That's how I send myself work. Just I mail it in the library.
Wow. I should just have my Yahoo board to my other Gmail. I have another Gmail. You guys, anyone want to email? Dak.
Oh, I put my. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you put your screen name.
I put my screen name up on there.
Anyone contacted you?
Not really.
And you're on. Well, it's because you're always away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's so obnoxious. You do not realize. It's so annoying because I never know if you're there or not, so I pest you a little and I'll go.
Oh yeah, you did that to me twice. You did that to me the only two times today. I wasn't at my computer. I was so amused. I went away. I came back. Hey, are you there? I guess not. And then I go away like 5 hours later and I come back. Hey, are you there? I guess not.
So
I was so amused.
So weird, dude. And then when he is there... When he is there, every time I send a message,
yes, I
get the awareness right
know.
Back.
I do it. Okay, what
I'm
he does is, right?
So annoying.
He said, oh, that's so effing annoying that you have that away message. So I thought, he's going to swear at me. Fine. So next time he said hi, he got the away message. I said hi. And at the bottom it came, DakDakDakDak2000 is writing a message. So I pressed escape. So the next time he typed, up comes the window, up comes my away message. I did that every single time.
So annoying.
It was so great.
It's the most irritating.
Oh,
ever.
It was so amazing. Good point, though.
Okay, so go to our Flapper. What's it called? Flapper?
Frapper?
Oh! And check out that video. No,
What video?
Into India.
Welcome to India? Yeah, well, I need to find the link for that. Hey. I need to tune this thing. Let's see what...
I think
what,
we need to start wrapping up the raps.
Wrapping up the raps.
Wrapping up our raps.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good.
Oh, so
what's going on?
Because it's recording right now. It's probably just ruined the recording. If anyone's hearing this, hooray.
It's still working.
Yeah, it's probably lagging. It's probably going to sound like that.
It'll sound like that because that's how you're talking. I hope you didn't hear that either. That was so hard.
I'm sorry.
I see dead people.
That's what I meant.
You should go scourge yourself with the whip for that.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tomorrow.
What?
Bad breakfast.
I'm so happy. Just quickly.
Oh yeah, we never released the show because it sucked. Like Ontario.
But you did! It's actually, it was a very good show, but
the boat show. I'll put it in favorite conversations.
Fair enough.
Because it recorded, but it sounds terrible. So you guys, check it out.
Yeah. If you can
it's
understand
awful.
Us,
check it out.
It'll be good. One final thing.
Sure.
Tomorrow, my parents have invited our relatives.
Wait, the one that loves you?
What? No. Well, actually, she might be one of them.
Incestuous one?
It's a dude! Well, I can understand if she has a crush on me. She's fresh. Oh!
Yes.
Medrick keeps on giving me this grief about being arrogant.
Wait, are you talking about Golly?
Medrick. Yeah, he keeps on, like, giving me
oh
this...
Oh my god. Pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, I know.
I hope... Does he listen?
I don't know. I don't think he does.
Probably not.
He does,
study.
Yeah. All he does is study and learn new chants.
He's nice, but...
He made me listen to one of them.
Oh,
so he goes like...
Jesus.
No, there was no singing. There was just this... and he's like, oh, this is so hard.
Something from Monty Python.
No, he's like,
where they're playing the animation. Like,
yeah. No, but he's like, oh, this is so hard to learn. And I was thinking, yeah, you give me an hour, I can learn this.
An hour?
I didn't say that to him yet.
It's like, let me hear it once on tape.
Okay, but no, seriously.
Show me like a little line going up and down.
He's been giving me all this stuff like, oh, you're so arrogant. How can you be so arrogant? I can't believe
insane.
You're
he's
so,
so
arrogant.
He's so mean to me. He's so arrogant, but he's such a nice guy. You can't hate him. He's such like a genuine guy.
Genuine?
But then he'll be like, yeah, so I got 105.
Oh, what did you do?
How'd
you do?
102. He's like,
oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you're
that's just, like, it just annoys me like, when he does that. He's like, no, he calls me arrogant, and his next sentence was, what did you get on the calculus quiz? And I said,
oh, I bombed that, by the way. Everyone, make you feel better? It'll make you feel better.
No, you probably did better than me.
One and a half.
You did better than me.
Oh, man. Bombed it.
Yeah, I know.
I should be arrogant to you.
No. Oh, the worst thing was, right? He knew. I know I bombed, and he asked me how much he got. He got like 100 and something.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever I got, Golly, it's less than you. So he's like, dude, you shouldn't compare yourself to me. Nobody should compare themselves to me. In all seriousness.
But see,
like, when I say something like...
I don't think anyone should compare themselves to them, because basically, by having life points, like, that little... You know, there's two columns, like, school points and life points.
No.
You got lots of school points.
No, but my point is... No.
No point.
No, my point...
Zero.
...is that he tells me my sentence...
He just doesn't... Not to be...
Not to be arrogant, and then he comes out with a statement like that.
Well,
and I have him every day in three classes. So basically, he's black.
The world.
You're just saying it's because he's black, aren't you?
Black.
Hello? 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 Yeah?
Just use my phone. So we're going to wrap it up. Please email us at thejewandhindu@gmail.com. Call us 1206-666-DAK2, 1206-202-PRAK, 1206-988-J. Check out our site, goju.tk or gohindu or whatever, I don't care. Just for me, it's always going to be dakdakdakdak2000.tripod.com. Yeah, I rock. What was it? Rock on, rock out, peace in. And did you call
me? Yeah.
Churches.